Right now, it's time to hear a story from our very own Ja, who was somewhere recently that you never really want to find yourself.
No, and I had a real hesitation about going here because it's the old generic place. When you have to go to the DMV, you hear about all the horror stories that come out of going there.
Horror stories?
I knew you were going to say that. You're so predictable.
That's what it says in my script. I was just reading the line that you had written.
The, you know, the trip down there, you see a lot of people who, well, just, they aren't doing really well a lot of times, and
they're not as wide as you would like.
Oh, I don't, why would you draw that conclusion? I don't know what you're talking about there.
Why aren't they doing well? Why aren't people
know.
At the DMV doing
I
well?
I think most people with their wheels on handle this online now or through the mail, and they just don't even bother with it.
But even before mail and online, it seems like the DMV was always a collection of people who were just hanging on.
Just desperate and just hoping and praying to get a driver's license.
Yes.
And knowing that they're probably going to be rejected in getting their driver's license or whatever they're down there for.
I'm with you. I don't understand. What's the explanation there? Why
I don't
is that?
Know. And I thought this would be an okay experience because when I moved out to the country in this new county, when I went with my son when he first got his driver's license a couple of years ago, we were the only ones there. We went right in, went right out, said, well, this is great. It's one of the advantages of moving out. You don't have to deal with craziness when you go to the DMV. So after I was stopped by a officer of the law about a month ago, he also noticed that my driver's license was expired. I went, wow, that is news to me. I really didn't know that.
And Mr. Ja, are you aware your license is expired?
He didn't call me Mr. Ja. And I'd actually flown a couple of times with an expired license, and no one asked me about it, and I didn't even notice
That's surprising.
Yeah, I know. And no one said anything, and I didn't notice. And I went, oh, gosh, yeah, I'll take care of that. So I did have to pay a fine for that. And I didn't want to get stopped again and handle it online because I don't think you get any sort of confirmation online. So I said, okay, I'll go to the DMV and get this taken care of. Well, I show up on what had to be one of the crowd...
Immigrant
craziest.
Day? Did you show up on Immigrant Day? Because
well,
every time I go, it's always...
It was so crowded.
Day.
It was so crazy. This is what I had around me. I had two gentlemen from... I'm going to guess India. I think that's where they were from. And they were having an argument over whether or not you needed a Social Security card to get your driver's license. I had a cougar in front of me who was wearing shorts that were way too tight and had a phone that would ring to holler back girl. And that thing would go off. It would go off, I don't know, every 15 seconds or so, seemingly. Wait, hold on for a sec, Jay.
Lord.
I had a teenage girl who was talking about every item under the sun that was about to happen in school. And up ahead of me, I don't know, I'm 12, 15 people deep. And do you ever do the estimate? The estimation of, okay, how long is this going to take?
Mm-hmm.
Took her a minute and a half. There's two people up there. But the thing that would make it even longer, I guess they've had some budget cuts there, so there's no one there just to answer the phone if someone calls up with a question.
So she's taking a break to answer the phone
right,
once in a while?
The people who are trying to give you your driver's license or renew it, they're taking phone calls. It's open line all the time.
And I never understood why that takes priority over a person who actually has shown up.
Yeah.
But no one can resist a ringing phone. They got to go answer it.
And the woman who was taking the phone calls had the craziest nasal voice. And usually I can block sound out unless it's music. Then I, you know, have to, it registers. But I left there with the biggest headache because this went on for about, it took me 30 to 45 minutes to get through this line.
Mm.
And finally some of these characters started to leave as they were either rejected or given their new driver's license. Many of them were rejected.
You saw some rejects?
Oh, yeah. They didn't have proper documentation. The poor little girl who was in front of me, she didn't have something from her parents or something, so she couldn't get her driver's
and
license.
And she waited all through that line?
Oh, yeah. And that woman with the nasally voice loved to tell her that, no. Mm-mm.
I've been to one DMV where they had a sweeper agent that went through the line and asked people, okay, what are you here for? Okay, good. You're going to need this and this. Do you already have that? I thought
right.
that was very
that's
good.
Very, that's what you should do. But no one did that, so you're just in this line. It's crowded. It's hot. The air conditioner must have been out. So Rich is going to play the part of the cougar who's taking phone calls from home where something has gone dramatically wrong.
I always play a woman.
Gordo,
it's becoming of me,
is going to play the part of the teenage girl.
Yes! Oh, yes!
He's always wanted to be that. Junior is going to be the annoying receptionist / registrar who has to take phone calls and give people their driver's license. And we're also going to have Mr. Du and I play the part of the guys from India. And this is a sample of what I had to put up with 2 weeks ago. Keep in mind, this went on for a good half hour, this symphony of noise.
I was like, no way. I am not.
So what do you want me to do?
What do you want me to do?
What do you want to do?
I can do whatever you want.
No, I thought you were
going to
go back.
He defended
me.
I tell you what.
That went on for 30 minutes. I left there just numb. And my transaction took about 30 seconds.
Well, you should have done it online. I mean, this is your fault.
Well, it is my fault. But again, I've been there before, no line. And I felt like I needed to get some sort of document to show that I've taken care of this. So the next time I
well,
get
you,
caught
you print out something
unfairly
online.
Stopped, I'd have...
Unfairly?
How are you unfairly stopped?
Nah, it wasn't that big a deal.
You could have printed your receipt online.
Right.
Why didn't you think of that?
And did you go around the first or the last of the month?
You can print stuff from online. What's that?
Well, did you go around the first or the last of the month?
I think it was the end of the month.
See, that's where you really got screwed up.
What's the deal there? They run because, into a check-cashing place, too?
No, because a lot of people right at the beginning of the month realize, oh, unlike George, they know, oh, my license is expiring this month, and they go get it done. Or at the end of the month, oh, my license is about to expire, and they go then.
Yeah, I'm not very smart. And I will never...
Another phone call.
I hear that
in.
Holler back go
so
on.
So was the cougar decent?
H1B.
So at least she had some eye candy.
Yeah, that passes
the
time.
She was okay, but boy, her voice was much like Rich's. Hello? And something had gone terribly wrong back at their home. And she was, you know, she figured the louder she talked, the more they would stop doing whatever they were doing at home.
Hmm. Hello?
Oh, a phone call.
If only
phone
Dion
is ringing.
Oh, no.
Oh, a phone is ringing.
I wonder who it is, Dion. Who is it?
I wonder if it's
Michael Crabtree.
Oh, it is Michael Crabtree. That's good. So, yes, do it online. And or I guess through the mail. You can do it through the mail,
do
too.
Do it on time, maybe?
Do it on time.
On time
and
online.
Look at your driver's license. Get a clue. Unlike me.
Now, I did my last one online, and so my picture is now probably about 10 years out of date, which is so funny.
Yeah, that is a very young picture of you.
Yeah, and then at security checkpoints, they do a double and triple take.
I know, and then it holds me up for forever.
Yes, it's me, yes.
It's before I had a beard. It's before I had some issues, okay? I've gone through a lot since this picture was taken, sir.
You should have seen when the dearly departed Kevin Scott used to have his looked at the airport security. Remember when the hardline did the mustache wheel?
Yeah.
So that's when he had his picture
He
taken?
Had, like, the gay man mustache or whatever, and he had also let his hair grow out a little bit, and right before he shaved it off and got his hair cut, he poofed his hair up real big and went and got his license renewed one day.
He looks like Salvador Dali.
Yes, the craziest looking picture. And every security guard at the airport used to look at him and consider it for a moment before they allowed him to pass.
There's I think surely... I did a funny pic, too.
Did you?
I think I made a face, yeah.
See, I hate the picture pressure for license.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know that you're stuck with it.
You're going to carry it for a long time.
Yes, you've got to look at it for forever.
Well, that's another mistake I made. I went down there wearing a hat, and I had to take the hat off.
So I think I went take your hat off.
Yeah, I think I went along with that.
But I always wear a hat, ma'am. And
please take the hat off.
But I'm telling you, I always wear the hat.
Okay, take the hat off.
Listen, could you let me explain?
Just take the hat off.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I tell you, you don't need a social security number. Tanner and Alan, you're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
I just wanted to make a quick... I let my license expire, and if it has expired for over 2 years, they may, at 40 years old, take the written and the driving again.
Ooh.
Whoa. 2 years, and though. That's kind of wild, isn't it?
But if I hadn't had a, ticket, you know, 8 or 10 years, and I just, it wasn't a big deal. And that, the 16-year-old brace-wearing girl, chewing the gum, the old lady who is the instructor for driving, for your little driving test, it was high school, Lake Highlands, all over again, and it was a kick to the nuts.
I didn't think they made you take your driving test anymore.
No, when you get to be a certain age, you have to.
Okay.
I think over 80, you also have to get behind the wheel and prove you can still do it.
Well, that's good.
Man, I haven't been to the DMV in forever.
I haven't either. It's wonderful.
Why don't you head on down there? It's entertaining.
No, it doesn't sound like it.
No? It is. You know what? It is kind of entertaining because you do see so many different walks down there and so many people who aren't doing well. I guess that's entertaining, Giorgio, to you.
Right? And you?
No, not
in that, scoreboard kind of way.
I don't know what you mean by that.
Man, maybe this is a sign of getting old, too. But as I was going through a four-way stop, you know, like a stop sign intersection, I signaled this girl to go ahead and go through the intersection. And she was driving this huge, huge-ass Suburban that was all decked out. And I swear, she was so young, it looked like a fetus was driving this thing. It's like, there's no way that girl's, and was a 16-year-old driving this. I mean, this thing was like a tank.
You barely see over the dash?
Yeah, barely see over the dash, and she's driving all wild. look scared as could be back there driving it.
Maybe she wasn't supposed to be driving that.
No, I think she was. I think she's legal. She had a nervous dad in the passenger seat with her, and he was obviously giving her a driving lesson.
Now, is it unstable that I, in back-to-back driver's license pictures, was wearing the same shirt?
Yes.
And they were 8 years apart?
Oh.
But when I had it taken the first time...
Yeah, you need to be at the DMV if that's the case.
When I had it taken the first time, it was a good shirt, and I was wearing it to work. And I worked up in Gainesville, the Cook County Courthouse. 2 minutes, go in, get my picture taken after work, and I'm done, because there was nobody there.
Right.
8 years later, when I went to have it taken again, I was on a day off, and it was now a grubby shirt, and I wore that down to the DMV.
Not knowing that it was the same shirt?
Didn't even dawn on me until I got the new picture in the mail, and I looked like, holy cow. And then that's the last picture I've had done, and that was 10 years ago, I bet.
Jason emails and says he kind of looks forward to going to the DMV. I have fun predicting who are the unfortunate people that are going to get rejected. I'm at about 92% success ratio in predicting.
See, that's a fun game.
I think it's one of my minor superhero powers.
Well, maybe. He sounds like an impressive guy.
All right, glad you survived your trip to the DMV, barely.
Mm-hmm.
It's 8:31 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Oh.
Coming up next...